corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hello, babies.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Hell yeah.
Bruce is here.
Yes, sir. What's going on? Fucking, hey, Burger Bruce was out in full force last night.
We were stuck in colder weather.
Guy had three double cheeseburgers and a quarter pounder.
I did do that. I had a lot of cheeseburgers last night.
I forgot that concert was last night. We booked that so long ago.
Yeah, it was a good time. Mitt, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, doing really good. Doing really good, Tony.
How did we do last night, boys? I think I was 2-1. You were
3-1.
3-1.
Getting going here. That's two nights in a row.
I know. Bruce?
My parlay lost, but I went nuclear San Francisco Giants at 9:40 from the concert.
I love when you go fucking.
What was the final score in that Rockies game?
13-0 Dodgers.
The plus 1.5 wouldn't have made a difference.
No. So I guess in hindsight, good decision.
No, it wouldn't have.
Don't let the Rockies get hot, though.
I don't mind the Rockies.
Tell you what, Royals came home last night, or first five at least.
Yeah.
Sox,
yeah. You got your first five, and Sox won the game. We're all good.
McKenzie's a fucking animal, dude.
He's a dog, dude. Yeah, the Guardians, I mean, I would not want to play them in a playoff series if their pitching gets right.
I know.
If you're facing McKenzie and Bieber twice in a seven-game piece.
I know. All right, so picks Friday. If you're new to the show, Fridays, listen, you've heard us talk fucking all week. Picks Fridays, we're just fucking, hey, we're here to make picks. That's what we're going to do today.
I'd like to, if Chase Young's out I might backtrack on my thoughts on the Commanders.
Yeah, so I don't know if were we supposed to know that he was not going to be.
Oh, no, that was fucking big news that got dropped this morning. I was very surprised to see that.
Yeah, so him, that hurts. I wasn't taken there over anyways. But that definitely hurts them. For the NFC East, which we did this week, I think my big takeaway was that I like the Eagles. And I don't like the Cowboys.
Fair.
Yeah. I like the Giants.
After talking about it all week, I'm more confused than I was. Every other division, I got like kind of a thought. That division, I got no fucking clue, dude, because I'm just not as high on the Eagles as everybody else, but there's no reason to be high on the fucking Cowboys really either, except that they've done it before.
Well, and that they had news yesterday on Gallup, who said he is being ready for week one doesn't seem reasonable, I believe is how he kind of put it or whatever. So he's going to be off for a little bit. I think we're going over Eagles, under Cowboys. Mitt, you're taking over on Zeke, correct?
Zeke over total rushing yards, 850.5.
I like it.
And then the under 2.5 Giants wins.
Yep, I have an alt total. If you want me to go through my whole division, I have an alt total of under 2.5 wins for the Giants. So basically for them to get the first or second overall pick, that's at plus 11,000. Or no, sorry, 1,100. 1,100, geez.
That's all right.
And then I also have Philadelphia Eagles to make the playoffs at plus 146. And then I'm still riding with it, even though I figured out that Carson Wentz doesn't throw as many interceptions as I personally thought by watching him all the time. Carson Wentz to lead the league in interceptions this year, plus 3,500.
He might.
Hey, anybody could. I mean, shit. Hopefully they throw the ball a bunch in Washington, and their running backs just don't do anything.
Very far look ahead, but before the college season starts, Stroud or Bama's quarterback?
Young.
Like if you had the number one pick right now.
Oh, Stroud.
Bryce Young, since coming out of high school, has been just a fucking stud. He was the number one player coming out of high school. I remember him coming out of California. He was so
Stroud just good. Throws such a pretty good
he's
ball.
So accurate.
I can't get that vision of that ball against Utah that he dropped in that back corner.
And he's that very athletic. Not that Bryce Young isn't, but Bryce Young, he's a fucking magician. Like, he always gets out of any bad situation. I feel like he always makes the right play. My only issue with him, I feel like he's a little slender, which bothers me a little bit, like, but
you can put it on, though.
Like, he's just kind of Strad. Skinny.
Slender does mean skinny, yeah.
Strad or Bryce Young?
I think Bryce Young, that's my worry with him too, is he going to have, like, is he going to have that arm strength, and, like, is he going to bulk up like Lamar kind of has had to do coming into the NFL? Like, in
there's going to be a lot of fucking draft picks up for grabs to get in those top two spots. Yeah. So.
I think also got to remember.
That's not even, everyone's talking about the kid from Kentucky too.
Wow, Will Selvin.
Yeah, I mean, especially him.
People are talking about him for all the wrong reasons. This dude is a weirdo.
I will say it's about Bryce Young.
Who's a weirdo has ever been good at football.
he was 19 years old last year.
Sad.
So, yeah. No, Bryce. He's gonna.
Both of them.
Yeah. They're gonna bulk up. Okay. We have a MLS pick for tomorrow. We're on Toronto FC.
I got one for tonight.
You got one for tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So LAFC is -190 at home against Seattle. We're obviously not going to lay that. I will take LAFC to be ahead at halftime, win the first half at even money, +100.
Okay, you like LAFC tonight. Gary
Hale. The last time we placed a first half bet, I think we lost $20,000.
We did.
Let's see if we can.
We did. That was tough. That was tough.
Dude, we can change that tonight.
I believe it was on a Friday, too. All right, so we got Toronto FC tomorrow, LAFC tonight, first half for you.
That's down to +350.
I know. I see it moving. You got he taking the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard.
Which is that?
The Verizon 200 at the Brickyard. Fucking NASCAR.
Who's running number 7?
Oh, I'm going to that.
Chase Elliott's a fucking favorite.
That's on Sunday, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to that.
All right, you'll be our man in the stands.
Legit.
You got to put money on it.
I know. No, I'm picking my drivers. Picking my drivers right now.
I like Kyle Larson.
Dude,
that's what? Not.
You can't say that.
I don't know anything about Kyle Larson.
Well.
Yeah, right. That's. I mean, right. maybe have a look, lad.
Maybe give him a quick Google.
I mean, he's the second favorite.
Okay,
it's not like I'm going down.
I mean, you take.
Yeah,
you
it's, take not, that. It's not about his. Let's fucking.
I don't know anything about.
Hey, why don't you just?
I just looked at the odds quickly.
Why don't you just?
All right, I got 3 picks.
I got 3 picks.
All right, so I'm gonna take Kyle Busch, fucking Bill Byron, and Denny Hamlin.
Bill Byron.
Yeah, he's driving the fucking 24 car, which I'm not sure if you know, was fucking Jeff Gordon's old car. So I always support the fucking 2.4.
I mean, hell yeah. Fuck, I wish I was on that one with you, Tone. I am on Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin. And then my flyer was Ty Gibbs. You know, Ty has been coming in. He's young. Nice. Young guy, young buck. He wants to earn his keep. He's got to get one here at the Brickyard here in Indianapolis.
Okay. We were watching qualifying earlier today. Fucking Leclerc's the favorite at +115 for F1 and Hunger this weekend. You going there, Bruce? You going with Leclerc?
What's Verstappen?
Yeah, I'll take a shot on Verstappen.
Okay. Verstappen? +185.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Okay.
He hasn't won in like one or two races. He's due.
Okay. Super due. Picks Friday. Anything else we need?
And Sir Lewis Hamilton's like P11. So
yeah, he was. So
not to just shoehorn in stuff here, Tony, but Picks actually, Friday,
shoehorn it
the,
in.
The Las Vegas Aces are coming to Indiana to come and beat the dog shit out of the Fever. -14.5. It's juiced to the Aces, and we're going with the Aces. Sorry, hometown team.
What?
I know. I can have two teams that I like in the WNBA,
yes,
but only
one
is my favorite, and that is the Vegas Aces. They are going to come here into my hometown and beat the shit out of the Fever.
Are you going to that?
No, I'm not going to the Fever game. I'm having enough sports this weekend and activities by Zach Brown Band last night and sandwiched with the Brickyard on Sunday. So
how was Mitt's performance? Zach Brown?
What do you think?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. No, but I think you should get.
I saw Bruce 5 in a bit.
Oh yeah, of course. But no, you should go courtside to that.
All right.
You both should. You should go together.
We got TBT also. You want it?
Yeah, of course I want it. It's Picks Friday. Give it. Hey, we're just hey.
Yeah, blue collar you tonight with the hard fire. I don't think blue collar you made it this far to go home now.
No, they did.
They're -146. Yeah. Love them there. And then we got Best Virginia taking on the Red Scare, who advanced somehow. Yeah, gotta love Best Virginia there too. They're right. -126.
Let's fucking roll. Yeah. All right, I think all we have left. We got MMA this weekend or. Do you want to?
There is.
Or do you just want to, on our normal MMA show that we do Saturday mornings, do you just want to talk about it there?
Saturday nights, it's after the fight, it's not before.
Oh, yeah, we do the post-fight breakdown. Casual.
We do the, actually, we have been doing morning and night lately.
YouTube.com/MMA Hammered Down. Gotta check us after the fights every week.
The Champagne is an underdog. It's kind of fun.
Oh.
Who?
Is there a boost?
Not a boost, but Pena, champ, is boosts. +220 in the rematch with Amanda Nunes.
Here, if you're new kinda to the crazy. Show, a UFC boost is never lost. Great boosts that I was looking at earlier. Brandon Moreno and Derek Lewis to each win by either KO, TKO, or on points. So it's pretty much just a win. It's +400. Okay.
And then there is an Amanda Nunes boost.
Yeah, Amanda Nunes to win by KO, TKO versus Juliana Pena is +175. Those have never lost, so I'm just going to take them.
Well, we're at a crossroads again, it would appear.
What?
I like Pena. I'm going to take the dog and lose.
What's this guy doing?
What are you doing? You fucking did this last time, dude.
I don't know, man.
You not know the rules of the fucking MMA boost?
I know the rules of the MMA boost. Fade it at your own peril.
Exactly. Good luck, though.
God bless.
Where's UFC Bill, dude? What's his
No, spot? No, we don't need him coming in here. all right, let's do baseball. We got a bunch of games tonight.
Right.
Big slate.
Tell you what, I wasn't seeing the board real well early this morning.
Need glasses,
but it came to me. Came to me later on.
Tricky matchups, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of a bunch of tricky matchups. Let me actually make sure I find my picks here. There they are. Okay. Don't. Baltimore's at Cincy. Kyle Bradish versus Mike Minor. I believe Baltimore didn't have someone earlier, so I actually did not handicap this one.
What's Bradish's numbers?
I will pull that up right now, my friend.
I probably bet the Orioles before they announced a starter at -130.
Okay,
but
so Bradish, you did?
Yeah.
You blindly bet the Orioles?
Yeah, just because Minor's been. What happened to Minor? He was so good for the Rangers.
All right, well, I think you're going to be pretty happy with Kyle Bradish's numbers if you blindly bet them. Let me see here. Let me make sure I get all of them correct. Okay. He's got a 6.75 ERA at home, but that's fine because he's on the road tonight where he has a 9 ERA.
All right.
Why am I happy about this?
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I missed that.
And he's got a 7.38 ERA overall.
Maybe that one's just for me then.
so you're saying blindly betting was not your best idea? Or, well, hey, it's not like fucking
Reds.
It's not like Mike Minor's fucking throwing gems out there.
But I know Mike Minor.
He's 1-7 with a 6.65. Maybe take the over in this one tonight.
Yeah, I'll sit this one out.
What is the over on this one?
15.
9.5.
9.5. I do like that.
Oh, we did.
Let's have a ball game. Win ball and act.
You guys will both somehow deal, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they will. Mets are at Miami. Bassett versus Sandy Alcantara. A very, very, very good pitching matchup. Bassett's been good. Obviously, Sandy Alcantara's been good. So I didn't want to go against either.
I'm taking the Mets.
Yeah, that was the way I was leaning.
At a short price?
Yep.
Just because the Marlins +0.5 was like -180.
Yeah, that's the way I was leaning, but Bassett hasn't.
If Alcantara was at a decent price getting a half, I could see it, but where it's at, Give me the Mets. They're playing well right now, man.
The only reason I didn't is because Bassett has a run and a half higher ERA on the road.
Alcantara is an absolute dog.
Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't. Bubich is going against Garrett Cole. I didn't want to lay $4 on the Yankees here.
$4?
Yeah, you're going to lay $2 at minus one and a half.
That's outrageous.
I thought I might get a 2.5 with the Royals first five.
I thought I was going to see the first five, 2.5.
I was going to take it, but we did not get that either. It's minus 180 plus 2.5.
Is Achilles playing right field tonight?
Bubich is not.
Achilles?
Bubich is
fucking Hercules. Hercules playing shortstop.
Bubich has not been
minus
great.
Minus 400.
Or I would take the Royals here, but I will stay away. Everyone, is that a big stay away?
Feels like that's the first play of the parlay of Bruce.
Oh,
okay. No, I mean, that's too rich for my blood, and I like my blood rich.
Philly is at Pittsburgh. Bailey Falter goes against probably his last start in Pittsburgh, the ace, Jose Quintana. I was thinking about taking the Pirates because they do have the pitching advantage here. They are on a four-game skid, and they can't hit. So
the ace has lost it a bit of late.
So I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm good on this one.
Here's an interesting one. Miles Mikolas goes for the Cards. He's had a pretty good year. Anibal Sanchez is back for the Nats.
How is he still pitching?
Yeah, he's a bit of just a perennial meatball chef, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was on the fucking Tigers when they had Scherzer. Scherzer, David Price, yeah. All in the
times. Yeah, Verlander,
I'd lean Cards here, but Anibal Sanchez, he hasn't been too bad on his way back. He's two starts since he's been back, but I don't like it either way. So
give me the Cards, money line, Mikolas.
Yeah. I mean, that's the side.
Me too, full game. That's my favorite.
Speaking of $4 favorites, I believe it is. Nah, 360. Toronto against Brian Garcia. Alec Manoah is on the mound for Toronto. Brian Garcia has a 7.55 ERA. He has a 9.64 on the road. So probably stay. I'm just going to – that's too obviously too much. Can't do anything with that.
I'm probably going to take the run line. They might run out of baseballs.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. They've been absolutely raking.
They have. You're right. Here's an interesting one. Shane Bieber goes against Jeffrey Springs. Did I take? So me and Bruce were talking about earlier. I flirted with taking the Rays, but they are on a slide here. Because Springs is good. He's actually got like a 1.7 at home. And Bieber's great wherever he pitches, but I'm staying away.
Guardians plus a half.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate that one there. Milwaukee at Boston. Woodruff goes against Austin Davis.
Davis?
Yeah.
What happened to Bello?
Oh, is that Brian Bello earlier?
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn it.
Well, I think it's like an opener.
I was fading Bello.
I think Davis is just going to throw an inning, and then they'll go to Bello.
Maybe.
Yeah, Davis ain't going. Yeah, but Bello's a starter. They would have just started him. There's no reason.
I was on the Brewers. I'll stay with the Brewers. Brewers first five money line.
Yeah, I like the Brew Crew, too. Got a parlay for him back here.
Don't sleep on the Sox mashing around old Woodruff around Fenway.
All right. Was looking at Atlanta, but it's too rich of a price. They are 220. You'd have to lay the 1.5 full game, which I don't feel like doing.
I'll lay the half first five with the Braves.
There you go.
Been good.
Huh?
Who's going? Sorry.
Kyle Wright and Mad Bum.
Braves got a lot of good pitching, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good squad.
Yeah, give me. Who's the other guy who's still out? Their stud. He had that really bad injury coming off the mound.
I can't think off the top of my head.
He was like, well, their best. They're still rolling him out.
Another great pitching matchup, James Caprillion versus Lance Lynn.
Here's a tough one. Both very good. Well, Caprillion's been good his last two. Lance Lynn showed up last game.
Yep, Caprillion has been, over his last four starts, he's only given up five runs over his last four starts. Lance Lynn has went six and gave up none in his last start. But before that, he gave up 6, 8, and 5. And I don't trust, obviously, you know I don't trust Oakland. And I don't trust Lance Lynn right now, which is unfortunate. So I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm not laying a half with Lance Lynn right now.
Robbie Ray against Justin Verlander.
Oof.
Verlander's been absolutely dealing. Did I see, was it Robbie Ray's not as good on the road? Let me check his stats.
Last time out, Robbie got lit by the very same Astros, my friend.
He did. He gave up six. He gave up three the game before that he started. He's got a, 2.96 at home, but a 5 on the road. So I think I was leaning Houston, but 184. I stayed away.
First five was -160. Give me the Strohs.
Okay. Julio Urias goes against Chad Kuhl. That one's a $2.30 favorite for the Dodgers. I'm good.
Yeah.
They've been playing well, though. Dodgers have been playing really well.
Oh, yeah.
Marty Perez goes against Patrick Sandoval.
What is this?
I don't know. I'm on Texas first five plus a half.
What is how?
I don't know.
How are these... Marty Perez.
No idea. No idea.
This line stinks to high hell.
It does.
I got two bets here. Rangers plus a half first five and Rangers first five money line as well. Give me them both.
Okay. Just a little behind the curtain here. Obviously they're both lefties. The Angels are 29th against lefties. Patrick Sandoval has a 3.64, which isn't terrible. Marty Perez is a 2.59, though. So I'm thinking better pitcher here, better hitting team, and we're going to get a plus a half. I'll take the Rangers.
Yeah.
Joe Ryan goes against Blake Snell. This was a tough one for me. Both pitchers have been all right. I'm Minnesota first five plus a half. I was taking the plus a half, I think, either way here.
Twins, I don't like it, but I'm taking the... What's Snell's deal?
Good question. That's probably why I went the other way.
I'm riding with the dads. Fuck it.
Okay. And then Chicago's at San Francisco. The Giants got a win, finally. I'm on him first five money line tonight, -150. Alex Cobb's actually been pretty good.
Stroman's been good his last couple, but yeah, give me the Giants at home.
Okay. So I am on official Brewers first five money line, Texas first five plus a half, Minnesota first five plus a half, and the Giants first five money line.
All first five, Mets money line, Cards money line, Guardians plus a half, Braves minus a half, Houston money line, Rangers plus a half and money line, Dad's money line, Giants money line.
It also feels like Padres are getting Soto.
Felt like the place.
Feels like it's gonna happen.
That's fucking awesome. I love the Dads.
All right. Okay.
Soto, he's the middle of your lineup for fucking years to come.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's scary, dude. Mm-hmm.
And Toronto FC. Toronto FC, I don't know if they have a team saying or anything, but let's rock and roll.
Toronto FC tomorrow.
I think that's it. I actually think when you walk into the stadium, it says Toronto FC, let's rock and roll.
Yeah. Let's fucking rock and roll.
Toronto FC.
All right, we'll get
the
back.
Ball to the Italians.
Monday.
The Revs, did you look at what the Revs have done in their last, like, the Revs haven't won in a while.
No. Uh-oh. I haven't looked at anything. You told me Toronto FC, and I fucking hammered Toronto FC.
Dude, I was looking at the Revs because I was like, there has to be something more here. The Revs ain't fucking been winning shit.
All right, well, what time is that game for?
11 p.m.
Let's see.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. That's the game time tonight.
I got it bookmarked here.
Well, that one's out in L.A.
Yeah.
That one makes sense.
8 o'clock, LAFC. So 5 o'clock here for Toronto. So that's a nice afternoon match for you lads. 2 o'clock.
No, other way. It'll be 8. If it's 5 o'clock there, it's 8 o'clock for us.
Oh yeah. Oh, you got a late one.
All right, we'll be back on Monday, everyone. We appreciate you. Next week we have the AFC North. Can't wait. We'll break that down, as well as I got college football done, so we'll do that next week as well.
Let's go.
So if you guys have any of that, we'll dive into
Oklahoma
it.
Oklahoma State plus 7.5 at 3:30.
Every single Saturday.
Every single Saturday on repeat.
The Cowboys.
They were 11-2 last year.
Yeah. They know how to cover the spread.
They do. I like Oklahoma. Good luck.
Goblins.
Hammer.
Damn.